Murray Bridge councillor Ellie Keane is running as an independent against Liberal member Adrian Pederick for the seat of Hammond in the upcoming state election. She joins me on the line now, speaking as a candidate and not with her council hat on. Hi there, Ellie.
Hi, Jenny.
What inspired you to take on Hammond?
Well, look, there's just so many needs in the community. I've been on the council for 7 years, and the scale of unmet needs has been really apparent to me. I just feel that Hammond is an ultra-safe seat, and it's been always overlooked by the government. And I really want to bring real competition to the seat and really draw the attention of the government to our needs.
So the fact that it is an ultra-safe seat, that hasn't deterred you?
No, not at all. I've just this week launched my Ask Hammond survey, and I'm headlining that with the question, are you keen for change? And I've been getting out and asking people, are they, you know, interested in some change? And the feedback I've been receiving has been overwhelmingly positive.
And what are some of those main issues on your platform? What are some of the things that you're really wanting to change?
One of the major overwhelming feedback I'm getting is from people talking about the ambulance service and our under-resourced ambulance service. We need better and more affordable bus services, aged care, mental health, housing is also an issue. People are feeding back that kind of information to me. So there are a range of issues that I'll be looking to try and advocate for and improve. I think that it's acknowledged that our paramedics and our ambulance officers are just amazing people going above and beyond. They're just doing whatever they can to keep us safe. But they're under-resourced. And what's also becoming apparent is that the system they're operating in is really outdated. And the more I've been meeting with ambulance officers, paramedics, I've spoken to senior doctors, people right across the board, and it's actually, you know, astounding what you hear, and the system that they're operating in really needs more resources, and it really needs an overhaul.
Yes. I mean, we were speaking earlier in the program with a man who works as a volunteer for the ambulance service in Manham, Ken Jenkins, and he's really worried. A lot of, you know, 120 residents signing a petition for better coverage and also for the station to be fully funded like it is in Murray Bridge. He's outlined a number of issues in the region with that and has said that he hasn't really received any response from ministers and members of parliament on his call for that. Is that one of the reasons why you're moving away from the Liberal Party? Because I understand you've been working for them and in the seat of Carville since the 90s.
Yes, I have. I do like to joke, I'm on my third member for Carville. I have worked in the system a long time, and I have been a loyal electorate officer, and something, you know, I've been privileged to have that position. But really, when we're back on, if we're talking about the ambulance service, I've met with Stacey Butler from the commercial hotel at Strathalbyn, and she had a patron die in her hotel last year, and only earlier this year the bottle shop manager was contacted to race the defib around to a 94-year-old man having cardiac issues. So the system is in crisis, and I know the government is saying, oh, well, this is just a pay dispute and a union matter. It's not true. It's much more than that. There really is a crisis in the system. It really is an outdated model of service. Our volunteer ambulance officers and our paid paramedics, you know, are just amazing people that do incredible work, but the system is not supporting them, and it really is time for change. And I haven't met Ken from Manham, but I would be really eager to meet with him and hear his story. It sounds very similar to what's happening at Strathalbyn, and both obviously Manham and Strathalbyn, as well as Murray Bridge, are the major centres in the new boundaries of Hammond. So the electorate looks a little bit different. Manham and right down to Strathalbyn, including my home district of Callington, Kanmantoo, are some of the places in the new boundaries of Hammond. And I'm certainly looking to take up those issues. ambulances is just one issue and an important one, but I've also started a petition, an online petition for a 24-hour doctor at Strathalbyn.
It has a lot of growing pains, that region, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does. It's rapidly growing. There's houses being built. There's also people doing, you talk about sea changes and tree changes. There's also people moving to Manham and places south of Strathalbyn and all around looking for a lifestyle change. There's a lot of new people moving into our district and they need services. Yeah, there really are real issues in Hammond, and I'm really looking to people to respond to my survey, to get back to me, to email or write, whatever they wish, just to let me know what their priorities are. And there's really strong feedback coming in already, but I really encourage people to get in touch.
Independent candidate for Hammond, Ailey Keane, is with us. You've also worked with Dan Craig, and I imagine he's been a bit of an inspiration in all of this with his defection from the Liberal Party this year. Is that right?
Yeah, look, Dan's an amazing politician, a great guy, good to work for. He's a good source of inspiration and advice as well.
Having worked for the Liberal Party for so many years, do you feel like they've changed? There's too much tumultuousness, or do you feel like maybe you've taken on different philosophies and ideas about how the social contract should be written?
Yeah, I think it's more about me looking to step up. Like, I've had 7 years on the council. I'm in my second term, and I really feel like I've managed to do some good work there, along with a good bunch of people of the Murray Bridge, or rural city of Murray Bridge. We've got our act together. I think we've got good leadership, good administration, good colleagues, that we're all very much on the same page. We might not always agree, but we work together and try to achieve results. And I think people can see that. And so for me personally, I'm looking to extend that work. I've worked in Carville for 28 years, but I really want to spend my time and energy working for my home district of Hammond. And I really feel that it's time for a change. I'm keen for change, and I'm asking the electorate if they're keen for change to get on board and support me, and we can really focus on the issues in our district and really try and make changes and make it a better place to live.
Ailey Keane, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Jenny.